The more you read about John Amos, the more you realize what an unbelievable man this was, and so talented. I didn't know that he actually signed a free agent contract in 1967 with the Kansas City Chiefs, but Hank Stram encouraged him to pursue his interest in writing and acting.
Yeah,
I mean, this is one talented guy.
Same. I thought I knew his bio, but in reading his complete obituaries, I never knew that he played, I think it was for the Denver Broncos and maybe Kansas City Chiefs, but he was cut. He had an Achilles tendon injury. He was cut, and when he was leaving the locker room, apparently wrote a poem for his fellow players that got him a standing ovation in the locker room. And that's when they told him, you should be pursuing some other interests. You have clearly, some talents in other things. We know John Amos best as the father figure on the, one of the most popular sitcoms of all time, Good Times, the Norman Lear story about a family being raised in the projects of Chicago, James Evans, along with his wife Florida and his three children. On the classic sitcom Good Times, it was John Amos who said, because this was one of the first African-American led shows, that he wanted a more accurate representation of African-American families and not the cartoonish dynamite JJ, all the, like, it was a comedy show, but he wanted a little more dignity in the show. And it resulted in him being fired from the show, of him constantly raising, do we have to be so ridiculous all the time? That led him to a role also very pivotal on the one of the first miniseries ever on television, Roots, in which he played the adult Kunta Kinte. And he has like 200 roles to his credit. Take a little listen to some of the greatest hits of James Amos.
Junior, thought I asked you to take the garbage out.
Oh, I will, Dad.
That's what you said a half hour ago, Junior.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. I got it covered.
Now, Junior!
Calls me Toby. My name Kunta Kinte.
I heard of a village named Janae Kinte once.
But that, the name of my father's brother. That's his own village.
What is it?
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, I'm just going to tell you this one time.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
The great character, Cleo McDowell from the original Coming to America. But he was on The West Wing. He was on Fresh Prince. He just had so many different roles. His publicist announced that he had actually died August 21st of natural causes. And they only just announced it now. For privacy, I guess. They didn't want to make a big deal out of it. 2 years ago, during the pandemic, I did a Zoom chat with John Amos and also Lou Gossett Jr., who played the fiddler, if you remember, in Roots. It was the anniversary, the 45th anniversary of the miniseries. And I asked John Amos if he had any Chicago history working or acting here in Chicago?
No, I can't say that I have, other than the two times that I was there. I was working as a stand-up comedian at a club that I don't even know if it's still existing, called Punchinello's. And it was the coldest, lowest job. I never again want to take a job in Chicago in the wintertime. I don't care what it pays.
So when you guys were making Roots, before it came out, before it had the record-breaking ratings and all the awards and all the accolades, did you have any idea how you were changing television and the kind of impact?
Well, I saw the impact of Roots, the telecast, on so many different levels. There was the sensitive level, and then there was even a humorous level. I was on the freeway shortly after Roots, this particular episode was telecast, and a guy pulled me over on the freeway in his own car, and he was a rather large fellow, and I was a little bit intimidated. I didn't know what his reaction was going to be. He was a black man. He pulled me over and said, "Hey, man, roll your window down." So I rolled my window down, and he said, "Man, pull your car over." So I pulled the car. This guy was so big that the car was rocking when he got out of it. For it now, a distraught fan. And what it was he came over, leaned on my car, which immediately bent to the side, and said, "Man, I saw you on that Roots last night. I got so I shot my TV."
Wow.
I about fell out laughing, but I was so that's the truth. That's the 405 and told me that.
Yeah, imagine that, being pulled over on the highway, somebody that just saw your show. But what an impact. I mean, if you remember when Roots was on, everything stopped, because that's what every single person was watching. Do you remember this place that he referred to where he was doing stand-up, Punchinello's?
You know, it kind of rings a bell. I think they were open for a very short time here, and I was just marveling at the versatility of John Amos.
Yeah, I never knew he did stand-up comedy.
No.
Until he said that. Punchinello's, apparently, I don't know in what years, but apparently it was 936 North Rush Street. So it must have been, you know, I would guess like in the Mr. Kelly's era. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, or maybe some restaurant or bar just, marked off a little section for comedy, and I guess it didn't work.
Yeah, they do have a menu for Punchinello's posted online where you can get a you can get a steak sandwich for $1.75.
Yeah, call them up. Hey, send a couple over here.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And starting this week, some new shows on the stream. What's coming?
Very heavily Halloween on the streaming report for you this week. There is the new adaptation of Stephen King's Salem's Lot, a small New England town, of course, filled with vampires. That's going to start streaming tomorrow on Max. There is Oscar winner Ariana DeBose in House of Spoils, where she plays a chef starting her brand new restaurant, only to find out that the restaurant is haunted. That's not going to help business at all. Start streaming tomorrow on Amazon Prime. There is, let me see here, on Netflix, one that's called It's What's Inside, about a group of friends that are playing this sort of party game, in which they're able to switch bodies with one another. That begins streaming. What's Inside, in case you want to write it down, starts streaming on Friday. There is one that a lot of people are looking for, season 5 of Unsolved Mysteries. That will begin. It's actually streaming right now on Netflix. There is a new animated fantasy series, The Legend of Vox Machina, returning for its third season. The new animated Gremlins reboot arrives tomorrow on Max. If you're a fan of the dating show Love is Blind, season 7 is streaming now on Netflix. If you like Latin music, Reggaeton, the Sound That Conquered the World, it's a documentary that begins tomorrow on Peacock. And you want to find a little something for the kids, the second season of the animated mystery series Curses begins streaming Friday on Apple TV Plus. So Lots of scary choices. I like to go for the classics myself. I'm sure all of these are just fine. I haven't seen all of them. I've seen a few. But right before Halloween, I like to watch the Universal, the original 1931 Universal horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like the original Halloween. I like you know, some of the classics.
Yeah, Bela Lugosi and Karloff.
Oh, I love.
Always good. And on good old free WGN TV, Dean's got a recipe for the Jewish New Year. What are you making today?
I'm making a beef brisket, a nice beef brisket. It's a sweet and sour brisket that I made it in the crock pot. It's like a beef stew, except I use beef brisket that is so delicious and flavorful. But it's got a little bit of sweetness to it, a little bit of sour to it, and is perfect for the first night of Rosh Hashanah tonight. But really, you know, just somebody looking to warm their bones up a little bit. This is such an easy dish that I put together in like 10 minutes last night, put it in the crock pot, went to bed, and my house smells like magic right now.
I will have to try yours. I'm not a big fan of the brisket because my mom used to make it, but I guess because she felt she needed to cook the germs out of it, she would keep it in the on the stove or in the oven or wherever for like about 9 hours.
Yeah, this cooked for 10 hours.
Oh, really? Okay.
This cooked for 10 hours on low, though, in the crock pot.
Oh, all right, so it's not overcooked.
No, it's like maybe 150 degrees, like a super slow cook. So it doesn't get, you know, it's not going to be like mashed potatoes when you're done. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that was my mom's.
When you overcook it, but in the that's why I like it in the crock pot. It's easy and it kind of self-regulates itself.
And it still has no germs in it.
And there's no germs, I promise. Bob, sit, have some tea, have some brisket. Happy Rosh Hashanah, everybody.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir.